Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. So it's been a while since I've done an episode, but today I must speak about this topic. Recently, someone I used to work with years ago was murdered. It was a murder-suicide. Her husband shot her multiple times and then he killed himself. And since I found that out, it has really stuck with me. I am deeply saddened that this beautiful spirit was taken way too soon, selfishly taken, tragically taken. And I want to get into it a little bit. Certain things I'm not going to speak too in depth about out of respect for her and her family, but I definitely feel I need to shine a light on this topic. I have spoken about some of it before in regards to abuse, toxic relationships, and how important it is to get yourself out of it, how important it is for us to heal so that we do not take our issues out on other people. So I'm going to go ahead and speak about a very special person who is no longer here. So prior to finding out about her murder, I was actually online, and it happened a few times that I started thinking about, wow, I haven't seen her on Facebook in a while. I haven't seen any posts in a while. So I went on her page a few times just to see, are we still connected on Facebook? And when I went on her page, I realized that she had not been active on Facebook in a long time. And I saw that people were posting, whether it was a happy birthday or, you know, just tagging her in certain posts. And I didn't see any responses back to that from her. I didn't see her liking anything. And I did pick up on seeing her murderer liking certain things on her page. And there was also certain things that I was just picking up on that were red flags to me that came across as possessive behavior. And I started to just piece all that together once I came across the post about her being murdered. And at first, I didn't know that it was her. You know, this happens on a day-to-day basis where someone is senselessly being murdered by their spouse, by their partner. And whether I know the person or not, I am always touched by these unfortunate situations. And as I came across it, it stated that it was an update to a mother being murdered. But in the initial post about it, it didn't mention her name. So when I first looked at it, and I'm, you know, saying to myself, this is so sad, you know, not again, this just keeps on happening. And as I continued to look at the picture, I said to myself, this looks like her. And so once I clicked on it, that's when I saw her name and her, it's so hard to say, you know, spouse, husband, her murderer's name. And that's when it hit me that, wow, this is real. This is her. She was murdered. And I just froze. I was in disbelief that entire day. I was out on the road and I just drove in silence. My chest was hurting. I just felt so bad. She was such a beautiful person. When we worked together, you know, we would have conversations, we would laugh, and, you know, we would go outside and just have conversations about things. I was going through my situation at the time. If you follow me, you know that I did write a book. So we discussed some of that, and she was just so encouraging. And she told me how she was going to support me, and she was going to get a copy of my book. And, you know, she just had such a beautiful aura about herself. And just to know that someone took her away from this world, took her away from her family, took her away from her children. She has 3 children, and she also had a foster child as well. And so I can only imagine what her children saw, how traumatized they must be, how hard life is going to be for them now, as well as, you know, as they get older, they're going to have so many questions. And just to know that they no longer have their mother, it's just, it's tragic. And, you know, I just don't understand when people, and we can understand it because it's an irrational way of thinking. And whether someone decides they have had enough of whatever it is that you're doing to them, if you're abusive, if you're cheating, you're continuously lying, whatever it is, you created things to become what it is and get to that point of someone deciding they want to leave you. And you don't have a right to take that choice away from someone, to take someone's life. Basically, that mentality of, if I can't have you, no one else can. If you don't want to address your issues and you want to kill yourself, then that's what you do. But taking someone out with you, shooting and murdering your wife and the mother of your children multiple times is sickening. Out of all the choices that you can make in this world, you decide, I'm going to be weak, I'm going to be a coward, I'm going to pull out a gun, and I'm going to murder her. That is disturbing. And I can only imagine what she was going through prior to that point. The fact that she hadn't been active on social media, and, you know, there's things that were going on behind the scenes that she may not have shared, and she possibly may have shared some of it with people. But I am certain that she had to be dealing with things in that situation that led up to that moment. But I'm sure no one could have imagined this would be the outcome. And this goes to anyone. Like I said, as I've spoken about this before, if you are in any situation and you see the red flags, you see the signs, you see signs of someone being possessive, signs of someone being crazy, signs of someone trying to control you, those are the times that you have to take it seriously. Get a protective order. Do whatever is necessary to protect yourself. And especially if you have children, protect your children. Because people like that, who would just murder someone without a care in the world, they don't think how that's going to affect the family, how it's going to affect the kids. You don't hurt someone you love, and you definitely don't murder someone that you love. That is not love. So you can take all of the nice pictures that you want and write certain captions that sounds like the right thing to say so that everyone can believe you are this certain type of person. But underneath, the person who murdered her, that's his true self. That is who he truly was. He didn't just turn into this evil person to murder her. All of that was already underneath the facade that he was portraying to the world. And that is a scary thing when you spend years of your life with someone, you have children with someone, and to realize in the end, you truly never knew who that person was to the core. And I just feel horrible because she had so much to live for. She had so much more to do. She was such a kind heart and always smiling. So that's why you would probably never know that she was dealing with anything. Because from what I understand, she was there for so many people in her life. And it turns out that she really needed people to be there for her. She really needed it. But sadly, again, when people are in those situations, sometimes they become closed off and they don't want to burden anyone with what they're going through. They don't know how to express themselves about what they're going through. They're just going through the motions of trying to figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and probably continuously being manipulated with apologies of, I won't do it again, and then it happens again. Sorry, I won't do it again, and then it happens again. You know, it's so much back and forth. But I believe she got to a point of being fed up and probably making a decision to leave a situation that was not good for her. And that mentality of, if I can't have you, no one else can. And we lost a beautiful human being. And it really saddens me, again, just to imagine what she was going through behind closed doors. What she was going through, even just up until the last moments of her life. You know, it's so hurtful to think about. And a lot of people are affected by her death. A lot of people are in shock by her death. So I felt the need, as hard as it is to speak about this, I felt the need to just share the importance of recognizing when a situation is not right for you, recognizing when a person is not right for you. I know sometimes it's hard to believe. You don't want to believe that someone who claims to love you, someone you've spent so much time with and you believe that you truly know them as a person. I know it's hard to believe that they would ever hurt you. But when we see the signs, we have to take heed and we have to get ourselves away from the situation, because you don't know what that person could be capable of doing. And the last thing you want is to get to that point of losing your life. And I'm sure it was a shock for her to go through that. It's hard to even just think about, just imagine what she was dealing with. You know, and I can imagine just how hard this is for her family, how hard this is just for everyone who knew her and loved her. But please take this and so many other situations like this as a lesson, as something for you to just really pay attention to. Use this as a major red flag just for yourself. And if you are in any type of situation that is unhealthy, if you're being mistreated, you know when it's happening. As much as, again, you don't want to believe it, you know when something's not right with someone. You know, because you feel it deep within. You feel yourself being drained. You feel so much being taken from you instead of yourself being fulfilled and being loved properly. You know what that feeling is. So please take it seriously. Just not only for yourself, but just thinking about your loved ones, the people that want to see you still here. And if you have kids especially, you need to be here for your kids. So if anything, do it for your children. to have them in the best environment as possible, and to have yourself safe, and to make sure that your children will be able to have you in their lives as they grow up. You know, because now those children have lost their mother, and I can just imagine the trauma that they experienced and what they saw in those moments and what life is going to be like now as they grow up without having her, and all the questions that they're going to have. And, you know, they may have nightmares, you know, of the last time that they saw their mother. So, again, I just wanted to touch on this topic, and I can't say I hope you enjoyed this episode, because I definitely didn't enjoy speaking about it, but it's one of those things to just bring awareness, and that's what I strive to do often when I speak about my experiences and just share my thoughts about situations, is to help in some way. Even if it helps one person, however many people it helps, you know, you can listen to it, and it may not be for you, but you may know someone and you can share it and it'll be helpful to them. And that's what I strive to do, you know, just be a positive light in this world, because there's just so much darkness, there's so much evil, and it's scary. It's really scary when you think that you know people. And as I recently, I posted about it, as far as just anyone can appear to be nice, but it's not until someone doesn't get what they want, that's when you see who a person truly is. Watch their actions. Anyone can appear to be nice when they are getting what they want, but the moment it's being taken from them, that is when you see their true colors. So be mindful of that. And I just want to offer my condolences to the family, to all of her loved ones and friends, and just to let you know that you are missed, and I'm so sorry that this happened to you. And I hope that you are at peace, although I feel you should be here living in peace and not resting in peace. But I want to say rest in peace, Marque Gardner. You are a beautiful soul. You have impacted so many people's lives. You were such a caring person, such a beautiful light in this world, and you will truly be missed. So thank you to everyone who has been listening to my podcast, and I really appreciate all the support that you all have shown me. So many people that I don't even know have been listening and sharing, and I can see it's coming from all over the world. So thank you. And I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.